Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism, who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. Now, I believe in a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Instead, it stands for a government that is of, by, and for the powerful elite. Now, I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, then I invite you to join me.
Old news, right? Well, maybe. I mean, it's old news, but is it really? Remember Brandon Straka with the walkaway movement? How many of those Democrats walked away and voted for Donald Trump? If you think you as a conservative may have voted for Baby Black Jesus back in 2008, some of you did. You can admit it. It's okay. We forgive you. Whatever that number was, it paled in comparison to the number of Democrats who walked away from a movement built on a gay conservative dude, Brandon Straka, who said, you know what? I'm done with this party. Well, Brandon went through a whole slew of stuff. He was J6. I think they tried to arrest him, put him behind bars. I don't know all the details. But he's kept his mouth shut. But now there's a bigger voice. Tulsi Gabbard. What do you need to know about Tulsi? Well, young, pretty, smart, ran for the Democratic Party, got more votes than Kamala Harris did, and it only took her a little bit of time to recognize that her party, she stood for, go back and listen to her, look, I'm not going to give these people any credit, like Candace Owens, I used to be a Democrat, now I'm a Republican. Let me just say this. I'll say it a thousand more times, God willing. I was never that stupid to be a Democrat. I wasn't stupid enough to get fooled by Barack Obama. I was stupid enough to vote for Romney. I'll admit that. So I'm not exonerating myself on stupidity. But I was never stupid enough to be a Democrat. Tulsi Gabbard explained everything you need to know about the Democratic Party, and that scares them. Because listen up, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. She's not an outlier. She is the new Democrat. She's going, you know what, I'm done. She is independent. People looking at this situation and going, wait a minute. We are completely controlled by a group of elitists, a cabal, who are warmongers. And you want to know why they want wars? You want to know why they want that chaos? You want to know why they want China to invade Taiwan? Why they want Russia to go ahead and invade Ukraine? Why they want Iran to get the nuclear bomb? Because that sells weapons. I'm going to tell you something. I'm the first guy, if there's a reason to fight, the legitimate reason, you don't even have to look around. I'm at the front of the line. But if there's nothing to fight for, I'm not fighting. I told a guy the other day, I said, not one time in my life have I started a fight. Not once. I've ended a few, but I've never started one. So We're not warmongers. They always, Republicans are warmongers. Look at who, FDR, Woodrow Wilson, Truman. I mean, you really want to look at the warmongers, it's the Democrats. And we have a military-industrial complex that lives on fear. One of my friends even says, he says, Kevin, he goes, the reason these guys stoke fear of even the Muslim religion, he says, is because they want you ready to go. They need that the idea of what could come, this war that's coming. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen enough of these Muslim countries where I'm never letting my guard down. But there's a part of it that got me to think it, to rethink it, and ask myself, are they really as deranged as we see these very small few fanatics to be? Because, see, that's what they do with our religion. Oh, these people, they want to take your babies from you. They don't want to let you choose. Those religious fanatics. How many religious fanatics do you know? Seriously. I know some people, they are very religious. And you certainly can't have a beer with them. But let me tell you, they're not. They may be a little strange, but I wouldn't call them fanatics. I don't think they're sitting around abortion centers, you know, taking aim like snipers. Anyway, she goes on. She talks about the cowardly wokeism of the Democratic Party. Anybody that, by the way, we're going to play a clip of Barack Obama talking about wokeism as well. Because wokeism is a cover-up. It's a blatant cover-up. It's a cover-up for all the misogyny, the misandry, the hatred of men. It is a cover-up for the lack of training and educating young human beings into becoming good, solid citizens. It is a cover-up for everything that the Democrats have not been able to accomplish. The wokeism. Why are we discussing this in a time when kids can say anything they want to do? And there is so... you are so free today compared to people my age and older. Holy cow, man. I was on the plane. I was coming back from a trip. A black gay guy sat next to me. He had an LGBT magazine. How do I know? It had a big flag on it. Every picture was dudes hugging and, you know, whatever. He was LGBT. You know, well manicured and the whole deal. And not a word. Hey, you mind if I sit here? No, man, have a seat. Nothing. People don't care about gay, LGBT issues. They don't care about black, white, none of it. And people are waking up to this, folks. Tulsi Gabbard has sounded the alarm bell. More to come when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are begging people to support them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. When I say begging, I mean I'm talking about on bended knee.
Will you please, please come back? Please don't leave. Please don't leave me.
They are begging, man. They're like Marvin Gaye. You heard a Marvin Gaye song? Please come back home. I mean, Marvin could beg. What a talent. But Marvin, I mean, he was the king of the crooners, the king of the beggars. It reminds me, ain't you proud to beg? That's the song I'm thinking about. I know you won't leave me, but I refuse to let you go. I know Otis Redding, but I'll tell you this. I know the Democrats are singing that man's song. Ain't too proud to beg, sweet darling. Please don't leave me, American voter. ain't too proud to plead. Why do you think the Democrats cheat? Why do you think these people cheat? They cheat for one simple reason. They cannot get your vote regular. I said this 100 times. It used to be that the Democrats could convince you that it's a good idea. If you said, look, we should have a WIC program for widows, infants, and children. Women, infants, and children. But it was like widows and orphans, right? They could convince you, look, we need to take care of the widows and orphans. And you say, okay, because their men would go off to war, the guy would die. They'd say, look, we got these ladies, they can't raise their kids by themselves. It's not about war now. You know what it is about? It's about bad choices. Leftist women making bad choices. I'm not saying conservative women don't make bad choices too. But leftist women excel at it. If you show me a single mom in the hood... Not even that. Show me a single mother whose husband didn't die, who's living, you know, kind of in squalor. I'll show you a woman who was with a leftist man, and she's a leftist herself. Because, see, a real father, a conservative dad, he'll take care of his kids no matter what. I know so many guys that are a product of, you know, they've divorced. And they will live in the worst of conditions to make sure their family's okay. I could tell you, I could regale you with story after story of guys going, hey, look, me and the wife didn't work out. I'm going to take care of my kids. I'm going to take care of my responsibility. I can hear certain words come out of your mouth and I already know your political ideology. Because the leftist dude will be like, man, she crazy. I ain't giving her no money. She wants some diapers. Want me to pay for diapers. I got cousins like, yeah, girl, I got to pay what, $50 a week? Then you're going to tell me she needs diapers. Like, that ain't enough for her to take care of her kid. $50, I can pay $50. I'm like, you do realize that won't even buy baby formula. Not under Biden. You know, they don't care. They don't care. Made the kids. So what? Anyway, Democrats begging for support. Stacey Abrams begging black men to support her. Begging. Because she's losing to Kemp. I'm no fan of Kemp, but I'll tell you this. I am doggone Skippy no fan of Abrams. I don't even know what happened in the debate with Herschel Walker. I know what happened over the weekend. I'm seeing mixed stories. Herschel did this with it. I don't even care. Like I said, unless you can show me with proof that Herschel Walker is Lucifer, I'm not voting against him because Warnock is Lucifer. I got the proof. I got the pictures. I'm just playing. I don't have proof of that. But he's a Democrat. That's all I need to know. What else do you need to know? Huh? Huh? Exactly. They're begging Stacey Abrams, begging black men. You know, those toxically masculine ones, the ones that Joe Biden told he would go to the black parts of his town, black section of his town, and told them it's okay to wear a condom and stop raping your women. That's those black guys, right? The Democratic Party is also begging white men to support them. I'm not talking about those metrosexual yuppies. I'm talking about real white men, conservative white men. Please come take a look at us. Please come over. We're cute. We put on our prom dress, please. They want you white guys out there, they're begging you to come take a look. Like there's some kind of prize cow or something at 4-H. Please come take a look. Begging you. After calling you evil. You are the lowest thing on the totem pole for a Democrat. They're begging you to come back. Please, middle America, conservative white man, look at our party. Look at what we're doing for you. Oh, by the way, stop beating your women and making them vote Republican. Yeah, that's going to win them over, isn't it? After treating black men like dirt in the criminal justice system, which, by the way, Joe Biden, we're going to now commute all these sentences of these black people that got their dope, you know, they got arrested for dope. All they had was an ounce of dope or something. Personal use. Look, I'm no dopey. I'm no druggie. But I know this, I wouldn't put somebody away because they had dope they were personally using. If you didn't commit a crime to get that dope, I don't care what you do with your body. I don't care what you could go breathe from the exhaust pipe. I don't care. I've seen people do crazier stuff, but they locked these black men up, destroyed the black family. You know how many black men went to prison in the prison industrial complex that is the Democrats in these major cities over nonsense? Over nonsense. It's a shame. Oh, so now we're going to just expunge. They want to expunge these sentences. Why? Because they don't want you to have a legal ground to say, why did you put me in prison for 15 years for having a joint? I want you to think about the ramifications of that, the long-term ramifications. How would you do? Why would you do that? Why would you destroy a family over something so small, so petty, and you didn't do it to white folks? That's where the criminal justice system did fail. Anyway, now they treat us like dirt, treat black men like dirt, treat white men like dirt, talk about toxic masculinity and rape culture, and now they beg you to vote for them. Please, please. Why? Because the women who they wanted to get over this abortion issue, well, guess what? Those women wanted no part. They were like, well, I mean, I know it's supposed to be a big deal. I know you're telling me I'm supposed to, this is one of the things I'm supposed to, and they're like, it isn't as big of a deal as I thought, because you know what? I'm not planning on an abortion. Oh, and by the way, I do realize I'm killing a child. I don't want to have to deal with that. There's something inside of a true woman, who would say, this has to be a big decision. I'm not telling women I don't get it. I get it. Maybe it was a guy, you thought he was Mr. Right. He fooled you. Now he's trying to trap you with a child. I get it. I understand it. I understand it in all its flavors. From rape to mother's life. And all the spectrum in between. And what I'm going to tell you is, that's not the issue that's going to make women decide whether they want to pull that lever for a Republican or a Democrat. We got more when we get back, folks. Keep it here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is sentenced Friday to 4 months in prison and a $6,500 fine on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing a subpoena related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Speaking in Washington, D.C. after the ruling, Bannon says he's cooperated with investigations in the past.
I testified before the Mueller Commission for more hours. I testified in front of Chair Schiff and the House Intelligence Committee more than any other person in the Trump administration. I testified in front of the Senate Intelligence, I think, more than any. All about the issues related to Russiagate, to all of that.
The House and Senate are out on Friday, and President Biden is heading once again to his Delaware beach house. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats have nothing to offer Americans, folks. Welcome to my Casbah. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Folks, get involved. Go to that website, the Kevin Jackson Network. Look around. Get involved. You're going to see some amazing things coming from my team. I'm not even joking. What's that saying, Joe Biden? I'm being for real. He's had something he says. I forget what it is. But I don't want to sound like that, but I'm telling you, honest to God truth. You go to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, just start clicking on some buttons. Find out the projects we're working on. We are amazing. Anyway, what are the Democrats going to offer you? Free money? How long can they offer you free money? And how much can they offer you? See, let me tell you something. The Democrats have nothing but lies. Tulsi Gabbard figured it out. Other people are figuring it out, too. Listen to this young lady talk about the gender identity ruse.
My name is Chloe Cole. I'm 18, and my story is not hyperbole. Starting around the age of 12, I began to believe that I was transgender. This belief was not organic. All the media I consumed as a kid showed me how stupid and vulnerable being a girl was. All the sexualized images of women gave me an unrealistic expectation of womanhood. I spent a lot of time online and quickly saw all the praise coming out of trans God on Instagram and other social media. I was a bit awkward in school and had some trouble making friends. Like many dysphoric children, I also suffer from a variety of mental health conditions, so I easily fell prey to the narrative that if I felt different and did not want to be a highly sexualized girl, I must be a boy. I obsessed over becoming a boy. I believed that all my insecurities and anxiety would magically disappear once I transitioned. The mental health professionals did not try to dissuade me of this delusional belief. I was fast-tracked into medical transition after I was diagnosed with dysphoria. In California, a child can pick their gender identity and a care provider questioning that would be considered conversion therapy. This wasn't a misdiagnosis. It was mistreatment. My parents were told that the options were transition or suicide. They complied because they were not offered any other treatment solution for my distress. My distraught parents wanted me alive, so they listened to my doctors. I was placed on puberty blockers and testosterone after expressing my gender dysphoria to my therapist, and I was approved for a double mastectomy all by the age of 15. No one explored why I did not want to be a girl. More and more kids are falling for the false promise of happiness if they transition. Gender clinics in the U.S. are turning a blind eye to European countries who are pumping the brakes on this experiment on youth. Who here really believes that, as a 15-year-old, I should have had my healthy breast removed, or that should have been an option? when the CDPH got less than 300 reports of people getting hospitalized as a result of vaping. San Francisco banned vape products that same year. So I know that you care about the health of children, yet you're allowing doctors all over the state to remove the healthy breasts of children. How many more children's bodies will be destroyed before you actually listen? What is the sweet spot? 100? 200? 1,000? SB 107 will open the floodgates for confused children like me to get the gender interventions that many so regret. I'm the canary in the coal mine.
I could not help but feel very sorry for this young lady. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. What a tragic story. All around. She thought it was stupid to want to be a woman because they talk about the sexualization of women and the praise of the trans community. That's all that's being done right now. Woo! Be trans, be trans, be trans, be different, be something else. It's been proven time and time again. These kids don't want that. Matt Walsh did a great job of talking about his 4-year-old says, I want to be a girl. He goes, why? He says, so I can play with a doll. He goes, boys can play with a doll. Here's a doll. Never brings it up again. My son, my youngest son, he used to push a pink basket with a doll in it. And I would come back, I'd be like, man. And Melissa would go, he doesn't get it. It's not a gender thing. He's just having fun. He's total boy. And let's face it, guys, I'm not the only one. If your kid wants to wear his mom's shoes and he goes in high heels, you look at yourself and go, oh, Lord, it's a phase. It's a phase. I still do it. I'm kidding. I don't. Testing you. Yeah. Maybe you do. I don't know. I'm not. Hey, if that's your freak, I still like you. If that's your freak, I don't care. Yeah, maybe we just talk about it privately. But anyway, this young lady is talking about this. She says she was awkward in school. She knew she had mental health conditions prior to even going to see these people. She's like, a head job had already been done on me. So, I was already struggling. And then she just decided if I didn't want to be a highly sexualized girl, I needed to be a boy. And what did she say? I obsessed with becoming a boy. And that's all they needed to hear. Oh, you want to be transgender because you want to play with a doll or you happen to like pink as a color. I remember the first time I bought a pink shirt. It was a tough thing to do because of this mind job that had been done on us. Boys have blue and girls wear pink. And we had to wear, I was singing in a choir and they said the men are going to wear these pink shirts. And I was like, ooh, I got to buy a pink shirt. I don't know, man. It's going to test my manhood up in there, I don't know about all that, We wore the pink shirt, and I loved it. It was so amazing. Anyway, this is the way I talk when I wear my pink shirt. So, obviously, I just put my pink shirt on. No, but so I buy the shirt, and I actually look good in pink. And then I bought another pink shirt that was a... I'm not going to tell you my brand, but it was a good brand. Bought it in Neiman's. No, I bought it in Nordstrom's. But it was a beautiful shirt, man. People used to compliment on it. I was like, yeah, pink's my color. Yeah. But I'm all boy. I'm all man. But this girl said the mental health, and I use this word loosely, professionals, they fast-tracked her. Nobody stopped to say, are you sure? What is the origin of this? Why do you want to do this? That's what they're supposed to do. They don't do that with kids. They want them in there so fast. And I played a clip a long time, not that long ago, but you know what it's about? If they get you back to right and tell you, look, stop being stupid. You're not going to want to cut your breasts off now. Give it, in 10 years, if you want to cut your breasts off, fine. But give life a chance as a girl before you decide you want to become a boy. God made you the way he made you for a reason. If they'd said that, this girl wouldn't have done it. But now she's a basket case. She's a basket case. Now she's caught up in the system. And you know how much money? We played this clip. Now she's worth millions of dollars to the system. See, without the chaos in her life, she's worth very little. She's going to live a normal life. She will get insurance. She will go do. Do you understand there are people out there selling this nonsense because this is the way they make their money? That's what happened to this girl. She says it was mistreatment, not a misdiagnosis. By the way, I'm going to come back to this Tulsi Gabbard stuff. Because what I'm explaining is, this woman here is telling you why the Democrats are losing people. She's telling you, these people are crazy. I shouldn't be 15 years old getting a double mastectomy because of stuff that I saw that influenced me that nobody wanted to have a conversation about and say, look, Chloe, you don't need to go this far. They convinced her parents, either get her treatment or be prepared for a suicide. They didn't tell her. They didn't tell the parents that transgender people commit suicide in larger numbers than the average Americans. They don't care about that. They don't want you to know the stats. So she says they put me on puberty blockers. Have you been hearing this? Puberty block. I hadn't heard that term ever up until, I'm going to say 18 months ago. I'd never heard it. Why would you block puberty? It's a natural thing your body wants to go through. Better yet, needs to go through. Your body needs to go through puberty. It is the natural. I don't want to get into physiology because I'm not that smart on it, but I'll tell you this. Block puberty and the body will revolt. The body has to finish doing what it does. If you interrupt it and you think, oh, well, this will do it, you're out of your mind. The body is going to develop. It's going to age appropriately. And not only will you age physically, you will age mentally that matches that physiology. And the only thing you can hope is that it matches up, that you're not 60 years old and you still want to date 18-year-old girls. Now, I know there are guys out there that see that as a badge of honor, but I look at it and go, your mind should be telling you, you know what, I know she's super attractive. She's of legal age to do what she wants. But you know what my mind sees? My granddaughter or my great-granddaughter or my great-great-granddaughter if you're black. You get it? Ah. The point is your mind should correlate. Well, that's true of these kids. We should help them figure things out, but we're not doing that. And Tulsi Gabbard's seeing it. She laid out a litany of things. She's going, if this is the way this party thinks now, she didn't cover this particular issue, but she could have. She's like, if this is the way this party thinks, I don't recognize you. She's not the only one. She's not an outlier. She's the norm.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Tulsi Gabbard leaving the Democratic Party by herself is no big deal, but Tulsi Gabbard, what she represents, the metaphor of her leaving the Democratic Party, is a big deal. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to you. She says the Democrats divide with racism, and she specifically called out their anti-white racism. How about that? A Pacific Islander recognizes it. She talked about our God-given freedoms. God-given freedoms. Hostile, she says, to people of faith are those who are spiritual. She talked about things we talk about all the time here on this program and elsewhere. You already know this stuff. They demonize the police while they protect criminals. Do I need to go through open borders for the umpteenth time, as people like to say? Open borders. She says they demonize Americans and then they weaponize the national security state against those who dare speak up against them just for our basic human rights. How many instances do we need to see this? How many Trump, acolytes, or what do they call them? Satellites. Acolytes. How many Trump satellites, the George Papadopoulos's and of the world, the General Flynn's, how many of them do you need to see to understand that they have no boundaries? Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer? They're still trying to get something out of that guy right now. Ruined his career as an attorney. Over nothing. This is what leftists do. They need chaos. And as that 18-year-old girl said, they want to make perpetual victims out of people. Yeah, you want to change this or that. We'll change it. We'll even use taxpayer funding to get you your little 12-year-old mind, cut off your breast, give you puberty blockers, jack you up for life, make sure you never have kids, make sure you think that your mind is always going to be muddled. Sexually, make you effectively a ward of something because you're worth millions of dollars, and then turn their backs and go, oh, sorry. Anyway, she goes on. She talks about they want open borders. Look, I remember when Tulsi Gabbard was running, and there were things I liked about her and there were things I didn't. I'm going to tell you, she's a different woman today than she was 4 years ago when she was running against Biden. Very different. In many respects, and it's not a game, she's made a conversion. She's seen enough. But she says the biggest one is they're dragging us close to nuclear war. She believes they want a nuclear war. Many people believe her, too. Meanwhile, Alex Jones has been told to pay millions, I think billions, to the families that he said, this isn't legit. I don't believe this happened. But look, Alex may be a kook. He may have said, I don't think Sandy Hook happened. I think it was staged. I think it was this or that. It may be a stupid thing to say, but should he get sued for, not millions, folks, billions of dollars by the families? Because there's so much pain and suffering that we cannot handle it. Really, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. Well, it should take more. Barack Obama noticed it, and here's what he had to say.
I think we do get into trouble. Look, I used to get into trouble whenever, you guys know well, whenever I got a little too professorial and, started when I was behind a podium as opposed to when I was in a crowd, there were times where I'd get, sound like I was given a bunch of policy gobbledygook. And that's not how people think about these issues. They think about them in terms of, the life I'm leading day to day. How does politics even, how is it even relevant to the things that I care most deeply about? My family, my kids, work that gives me satisfaction, having fun. Not being a buzzkill, right?
That's a lesson for the Democratic
Party. Yeah, and sometimes Democrats are, right? It's like, sometimes, people just want to not feel as if they are walking on eggshells. And they want some acknowledgement that life is messy and that all of us, at any given moment, can say things the wrong way, make mistakes. Michelle talks about her mother-in-law, or her mother, my mother-in-law, who is a extraordinary woman. But as Michelle points out, she's 86, and sometimes, trying to get the right phraseology when we're talking about issues, Michelle's like, that's like her trying to learn Spanish. It doesn't mean she shouldn't try to learn Spanish, but it means that sometimes she's not going to get the words right. And that's okay, right? And that attitude, I think, of just being a little more real and a little more grounded is something that I think goes a long way in counteracting what is a systematic the systematic propaganda that I think is being pumped out by Fox News and all these other outlets all the time.
Welcome back, folks. Barack Obama had to get that last little shot in on Fox News, but everything else he said before that applied to nobody but the Democrats. Says he gets into trouble when he talks policy. People aren't really listening to policy. Why? Because the issues hit them in terms of the life that they are leading day to day. You want to know what he's saying? Inflation. Gas prices. Fuel prices. Heating and cooling their homes. Taking care of their kids. Politics are not relevant when you can't feed your kids. I mean, it's relative in the sense of, I want the guy out who doesn't allow me to feed my kids. How about that? So he's getting it. And here's what he says, though, that's probably the most poignant of everything that he said. Stop being a buzzkill. Stop being a buzzkill. And the guy goes, you mean like the Democrats? And he says, some Democrats are. That's what he says. But he doesn't mean some. He means most of the Democrats are a buzzkill. You can't hang around the Democrats without, you know, wondering, are they going to say am I going to say the wrong thing? Am I going to do the wrong thing? Am I not going to be woke enough, etc.? And he said it himself. Some people don't want to feel that they are walking on eggshells all the time. You don't know what to say. You don't know if somebody's going to take it the wrong way. I got to tell you, this is so refreshing, the life that I lead. I call a skank a skank. I stand by it. And that's what I did. In referring to those Kavanaugh accusers, if you want to ask me about LGBT issues, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. I don't care what side of the issue you're on. You're going to get my side of it. And that's a refreshing way to live, because I'm not sitting around going, well, I wonder what they want to hear. Let me think about it. I know that, you know, they probably want me to say, I don't give a crap what you think or whatever. You ask me my opinion, you're going to get it. He says, people are going to say things the wrong way. We're going to make mistakes. And he goes on, he says, he's talking to the Democrats. He's saying the Democrats need to be a little more real. Notice he used that word. A little more real and a little more grounded. That's what he said. A little more real and a little more grounded. See, what he's telling you is they're fakes who have their heads in the clouds. Now, he can't tell you that, and that's why he put the shot in. We got to counteract this systematic propaganda of Fox News. How's Fox News doing this? He's talking about Democrats and the buzzkill that they create. What's Fox News got to do with that? The short answer is nothing. It's just like the Clooney clip I played the other day, where Clooney is saying, you know, we really got to look at things differently, and I don't know if I want to go back and all this. And what he's saying is, Democrats don't want to tell you the truth. He doesn't want to go back to Trump because it's a reminder of how great it was. It is a reminder of how big of a loser he is. How big a loser the Democrats are. And that's why Tulsi Gabbard is such a danger to the Democrats. She represents that person that you would never think would leave. The person that was a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat that went, you know what, I've seen enough. She's representative of the millions who are leaving that party and will continue to. They can't cheat it. They can't drum up these fake numbers. And that's their problem.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.